Then I wonder if that's what it was. Mm. I wonder if they was trying to manipulate me.
Nope. So I'm coming to tell you today, stop wondering.
Amen.
It was. Amen.
Amen.
For whatever reason that they wanted to. I want even the Zoomers, keep your ears on, take notes. I want you to hear this. You're not speculating. It was manipulation. When somebody do you things without your knowledge, they're trying to manipulate you. They see something in you that they can benefit from.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So they try to manipulate you. Amen. You're not speculating. It was manipulation. Our scripture comes from Romans 16 and 18 today. Romans 16 and 18. I want y'all to put on the whole arm of God today.
Amen.
The whole arm. Because if you leave a piece off, that's where the enemy might judge you.
Amen.
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 That sword coming in and going out.
Amen.
Amen.
Let that word cut away all the trash.
Amen.
All the flesh that's just bad. He said he'll cut to the marrow of the bone. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We got to get our brother together.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Romans 16. Romans 16. Pastor Shaw, but it's just men do that? Because Pastor Shaw do the same thing. He
don't look good.
Yeah, he just... Amen. Amen. Put it under your jersey or whatever that you're doing. When you come in, stick your Bible in your hoodie. Amen.
Amen. I know you miss me. You are.
I'll be seized all, huh? I'll pay attention to everything. Romans 16 and 18.
Such people are not serving Christ, our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests. Mm. By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people.
Amen. Amen. Watch that butter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Watch the butter on the lips. Mm. Some of the butter got salt in it.
Mm.
And some ain't got none. Mm. They got sweet butter. They got salty butter. And they got slippery butter. Watch the butter on the lips. 2 Timothy 2 and 23. You find people talking to you like that and you feel like they're manipulating you, don't speculate because they are. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get something from you or out of you.
Again, I say, don't get involved with foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights.
Amen.
Amen.
I was talking to somebody last night. I just hung up on the phone. Oh, come on.
Okay.
And you hung up on me, yo. I was just talking, done it. Got enough of hearing that.
Yeah.
When I don't want to hear it, and I think it don't, I don't eat everything that I don't like. If I don't like it, I ain't eat.
Right.
That's it. Cause I pay this side of the phone bill. I don't have to listen to that. You telling me stuff like, no. Don't be arguing with people.
Mm-mm.
You hear them out. Be respectful. Don't let the sun go down on you. Let wrath down and all that. Yeah. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool.
That's right. Yeah.
You know? But you ain't got to be, he said, grievous words will stir up anger.
Mm-hmm.
A soft tone turn away wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So, I know I have a problem with a soft tone. Let's just break this thing down to the lowest term. 1 + 1 = 2. If you divide it, it's 1. And you're going to be on the phone by yourself as one person because I'm angry. Simple as that. You're going to get a dial tone. Now, y'all know that's not my personality. But if a person mess with me, I will press the button on them. I'm not trying to y'all it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking because I say no, let your yeah be yeah.
Yes.
And your nay be
yes.
Nay.
Yes.
Let your no be no and your yes be yes. Mm-hmm. Then you get upset.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to try to put on me, convict me about my no.
Mm.
The devil is a lie.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
So you know what? I'm going to press the button on you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when you call me back, if you call me back, you're going to be talking straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next time, every time you do it, I have control over it. I ain't blocking you because I pay this bill.
Mm-hmm.
I just ain't going to answer. And if you are out, I'm going to uninstall you.
Amen. Amen.
There's technology to this stuff. You got to be fussing in a day. You got to be all the fuss with people. What the new word is on TikTok and all these social media stuff, I'm going to unalive you. I'm going to uninstall you. I'm going to un-un-un you. Amen. When we define speculation, I ain't going to never act right, Brother Chad. Don't try to make me. You praying for me?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Always. Define speculation. What speculation are you? What does speculation mean to you? Y'all college graduates back there, come on down, y'all, with this there. This old minds up here, the one with the young minds. Administrator, cause your daughter here, cause you know she be saying stuff. She sneaky, she sitting behind chair, she probably looking it up on Google. She taking out her phone. And she get herself together before I call her.
Amen. An internal wondering.
Internal. Oh, that's so good. Internally wondering. I wonder if they really doing this to me. I wonder if they did that to me. Anybody else? Speculation before I tell you.
To have a thought or being not based on fact.
Amen. Yes. To have a thought or an opinion not based on the facts. You just wondering. You don't know. Say, is this really happening? The forming of a theory, guess, or conclusion without firm evidence. Mm. You don't have no evidence. You just really think that's what they're doing. Mm. You don't know that's what they're doing. You just think they're manipulating you. Mm-hmm. What facts you have? Mm. What grounds you have? An activity of guessing, if it's possible, answers to a question without having enough information. You don't have no documentation of what's going on. You just think. You in your head, like the children say, I'm all in my head. Get out your head. When we define manipulation. Now, manipulation, let me tell you something. Manipulation can be a good word and it can be a bad word. Mm-hmm. Manipulation, like when most of the time, I'm going to use this with children and they're going through an IEP. That's an individual education plan. The doctors or therapists will give them things and they'll say they're manipulating it, mm-hmm. which means they're functionally working it with their hands physically mm-hmm. to see how to put it together or how to work it. When we go on jobs and we be interviewed for new jobs and they say, well, I'm going to just use this example. That I ain't saying there's nobody here. Get that mop right there. And that bucket and the cleaner's over there. You're going to pour it in the bucket. You're going to put water in there. You're going to put the mop in there. And you're going to squeeze the mop. You training for a job. Mm. A job. It might not be the best job. I'm just using an example. You're training for a job. So you're manipulating. Is that bad? Because you're learning, right? So that's why I'm giving you examples that manipulation could be for the good. Manipulation could be for the bad. It depends on how it's used.
Right.
But right now, I'm using manipulation as somebody trying to make you do something in your head or against your will that you didn't say do. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking they're for your good and they're really trying to get something for themselves out of you?
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Manipulation. What manipulation means to you? Witchcraft. Hey! That's a good example of manipulation. Mm.
To get somebody or something to do something that you want.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Amen. That's good. I told you that grandpa looking at stuff on. I'm just right. Oh, she got an eye on her. Amen. Missionary need that. So,
oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else? It's
when somebody they react to justify
it doesn't
look that
up. Take your time, baby. He
left. When like it's when people you're acting to just like to justify a vote or like
mm-hmm.
to like fall for it.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You do that's how I mean to you. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's okay. You at least you participate and you're listening.
Like gaslighting.
Yes, it's gaslighting. Yes.
When someone guilts you into doing something that you know that is mm-hmm. that is not godly, but you do it to get along.
Yes.
God is going to visit you later and you're gonna regret that decision.
Amen. Yes. Do manipulation make you feel pressured?
Yes.
Yes. Manipulation make you feel pressured and squeezed. Amen. When we define manipulation, the way and means to handle control. Who said control? Somebody here. Or use something or someone skillfully, often in a clever, unfair, or devious way to strive one's own purpose. That means they're trying to get what they want out of it.
So they're trying to use it.
It's a destructive form of deception. It's very, what, destructive. And it's a form of deception, deceiving, control, and selfish ambition. Now, this is for the ladies. The men, you know where I'm going. You're laughing. Y'all know where I'm going. That's why when you meet men, they start talking about how beautiful you is. You so pretty. You are beautiful. But you need to know it for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
You this, you that, you this, you that. They're trying to talk upon something. They're trying to go through the gate that's shut.
Yes.
And if you smart, you have a lock on it. That's the best way I can put it. Men, they're trying to go through the gate in your back pocket. So they're going to tell you everything you want here. The butter on your lips, remember? Yes. The butter, the strawberries, jam on your lips. Trying to get you to change your mind. Manipulation is a mind thing. They act up on your mind, and I'm going to tell you what else it's connected to. It's cognitive. So y'all ain't know that. I know that word now. And emotional. Y'all know what cognitive is? Dealing with the what?
Mind.
The mind. Emotional deals with the what?
Heart.
Feeling in the heart. Amen. The Bible says guard your heart with all due diligence. So once they get in the mind, they begin to infiltrate. See, I'm using these words on y'all, because y'all think I mean infiltrate. I was a school teacher, and from being a school teacher, I went to like a principal, director. So I'm not a dummy. Amen. I just ain't dumb. David said he acted dumb in the world in the circle.
Yes.
You gotta act like you don't know stuff.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
if you're smart.
That's right.
You always act like you don't know stuff.
Yeah.
So people could tell you what they know.
That's
a good manipulation.
Right.
Yes. See, I done that mind thing on y'all.
Yeah.
I twisted that. Amen. So what I'm saying is to you this morning, people use these type of tactics for their gain, their selfish gain. The Bible says in the last days, men gonna think be lovers of themselves and think about what they need for themselves. They're not thinking about what you need or what you're going through. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The way and means is to handle control. Who was the greatest manipulator in the Bible? The greatest. Jezebel.
And she the witch.
She was the greatest manipulator in the Bible. When y'all get a chance, read about it. There are other people in the Bible that was manipulative. But Jezebel, when y'all get a chance, go to DTMNorthShore.org. There's a message that Jezebel went to hell.
Yes.
You can listen to it in your own time. Amen? And when you hear it, you're going to hear the things she did. She was a charmer. She dressed the way she had to dress to get what she wanted. Amen. Listen to it in your own time. Amen. It's on the webpage. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the proceeds. So I gotta let people know how that the proceeds went. Arranging situations or manipulating people for one's personal advancement or benefits is displeasing to God. That's very displeasing to God. When you see a person and go after them because you try to get something you want out. That's selfish. Because you got your own motives. See, you can't come to God with selfish motives. The only thing, now you could be selfish about your salvation. You could be selfish about that. And I mean, I ain't going to say selfish. I'm going to say relentless. About your salvation. That means you'll hurt somebody if they try to get between you and God.
That's right.
You'll show them, you'll make them a believer out of them. You'll stand on business and you'll give them the business for messing with you and Jesus. Because he's been there with you. through all your ups and downs,
yes,
your highs and lows. So you're not going to let nobody, the Bible says, don't let no man separate you from the love of Christ.
That's right.
I don't care who it is. Don't let them separate you from the love of God. God says he will not allow deceivers to serve in his house.
That's right. Amen.
And liars,
that's right,
will not stay in his presence. Mm-hmm. Go to Psalms 101 and 7. I never, ever, never, ever give you things that God tell me and don't support it with the scripture.
Amen.
Because I want you to know this ain't pastor saying. It's what God saying in his word.
Amen.
It's not what I'm saying. It's what God said. He said he will not allow liars or deceivers to be a part, thieves, liars, mm-hmm, to be a part of his house. Psalms 101 and 7.
I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house, and liars will not stay in my presence.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, you lie,
you lie,
you die,
you die.
Amen.
Amen.
He ain't playing with you. The Lord, you know what Lord is? He hates the proud. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. And pride is the recipe. Yeah. Pride is the antidote of lies. Because you ain't got to lie with pride. You know what? If you don't have to lie, but your pride tell you got to lie, mm-hmm, because you don't want people to think what level you on. You don't want people to know where you at. Mm-hmm. Who cares? I don't care what you know. I'll tell you in a minute. I am not your Jesus. I'm not Yahweh. I am not Jehovah. I am not Emmanuel. I am not El Shaddai. I'm Pastor Isaac.
Amen.
I'm a human being. And a human being ain't perfect. Uh-uh. Now, you ain't going to catch me in the club.
I don't think.
You ain't going to see me vaping. Uh-uh. You ain't going to catch no alcohol to my lips. Uh-uh. But in the right situation, what I love in my life. And lies don't have color. You know how people say, oh, that was just a little white lie. It was a lie. It didn't matter. But where you have to understand is quickly repent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we're not perfect. See, if you don't have a mind to repent, you're going to fail. Mm. Because every day something going to cause you to say something or do something you don't want to say or do. Because this is not a perfect world you live in. And you're going to deal with imperfect people because there are imperfections. Amen. In life, that may cause you to rekindle your survival. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
And so, if they ask you, is your income $1,500 a week? You gonna say no, it's $500 because you want the ABT card. Mm-hmm. So you going to adjust your income? Your motives are manipulation, trying to get what you get. So that's what I'm saying. You can't say that you may not lie. Or you can't say that you may not use persuasion of manipulation so you can survive. Because mm-hmm. I'll be lying. That's why I say, don't put your eyes on the pastor. Don't never go to no church. I don't care if it's this church or no other church. Dig in that word for yourself.
Amen.
Because that person is liable to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to look at that prophet as being deceived. You're going to look at that prophet as being not listening to God or hearing from him. You're going to look at him different. Look at the word of God.
Amen.
Dig it up. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. Not ask the pastor for every word.
Amen.
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 Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
How many people are making sense to? Raise your hand. Give you that exercise. Stand up, sit down. Sit down, stand up. I'm just okay. Amen. Try to get your adrenaline going. Because when people start, you know, sometimes the enemy puts sleep on you. Mm-hmm. And you start feeling like, oh, Lord, she bored. No, I'm not. He don't want you to eat. Mm-hmm. So you could get free.
That's right.
God says he will not allow deceivers to serve in his house or liars. Mm-hmm. God says always gear your plans to be good.
Amen.
Even if you turn left. If you go left, start your motives off good. Go in with the right heart. Go in with a heart of flesh and not a heart of stone. Amen? Amen. He says, but all plans of the wicked will be condemned. So that means if you start off good and then you turn left and your plans or your motive become wicked, it ain't going to prosper. Mm-hmm. It going to fall to the ground anyway. So you're wasting your time. You just burning energy. You could go to Planet Fitness. Mm-hmm. Take your jog or walk. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 12 and 2. go there, because I want to support this with what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 12 and 2.
The Lord approves of those who are good, but he condemns those who plan wickedness.
So if you planned it in your heart to be wicked, you already jacked up. Mm-hmm. You messed up anyway. So why do it? Mm-hmm. Manipulation sometimes can be very spiritually tricky, because things that we do to justify what we want can seem habitual behavior. It's common to be, in control and to finalize what we want. It is. It's common. Amen?
Amen.
Remember Esau and Jacob? Mm-hmm. She wanted the son as she liked. Mm-hmm. And she had favor mm-hmm. on to get the blessing. Mm-hmm. So her name was Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Look up what Rebecca means in your time. She wanted the son. You know what Jacob means? Deceiver.
Yes.
She wanted Jacob to have the blessing instead of Esau. But Esau was the one that had the birthright. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Rebecca, his mama, and Jacob got together and did a little something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not nothing bad, y'all. He was bad, but it wasn't bad. I know where y'all mind went. Bring it back. She told him, Jacob, to go put hair on his own mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. Esau was hairy. Yes. And the daddy was so sick, it had affected his sight. Mm-hmm. And Esau had the smell of wool. I mean, sheep or wool. Mm-hmm. And so, because he worked with the sheep and out in the field. Mm-hmm. He was an animal herder
yeah.
or whatever. So, when it was time to get the birthright, she said, she took some of the flocks and put it on his arm and made him smell like Esau. Mm-hmm. So, when the daddy rubbed him, he thought it was Esau, but it was yeah. Jacob. Did he pay for it? The question is, how do we know when it's something we are manipulating or it's just a need we're meeting? How do we know if we're being manipulative or it's a need we're meeting? How do we know?
It could be like a personal conviction. I know sometimes I want to say certain things, but then I feel like God will remind me, like, the way you're trying to say that is going to be a form of manipulation to that person mm-hmm. because you're wanting them to feel or do something that is not in their will. Mm-hmm. So it's like a personal, like God saying, like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't, just be quiet. Don't even say anything.
Because it's more in favor of what you want than mm-hmm. what you need. Mm-hmm. That's how you know. It's more in favor of what you want to happen. And not what you need to be done.
Right.
You need to eat, but you want a steak. Am I making sense? Mm-hmm. So you manipulate your skills to either get that woman or that man to fix you a nice juicy steak or bring you to get a nice juicy steak, or God will bless you with a chicken. Mm-hmm. And you just eat a chicken. Mm-hmm. You need to eat, so you just eat the chicken. Mm-hmm. But you want a steak. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So which one is the manipulation?
You getting steak.
The steak, that's yep. right. Mm-hmm. Not the chicken. Because mm-hmm. the chicken gonna fill you up.
Yes.
Because I just told you, once you eat, you what? Full.
Full. Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, manipulation can be used in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just gotta know how you're using it and the motives that's behind how you're using it. Amen?
Amen.
All manipulation is not bad. But if you speculating manipulation, really research. Mm-hmm. Because if your mind telling you something ain't right with it, or your heart ain't feeling it, then it's manipulation. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get something out you. Mm-hmm. God says if these things are done in the midst of meeting your needs, God says if these seven things cause you to manipulate. We're going to write it down. Seven things that cause you to manipulate. Y'all ready? Haughty eyes. Ooh. What haughty mean? Anybody know what that mean?
Like, like seeing somebody else and wanting what they have.
Haughty eyes. Mm-hmm. Haughty eyes. I want, yeah, big eyed. Mm-hmm. Teenager, give me that haughty. I want it. Give me the Google haughty. They look like they're going to sleep back there. Haughty. Give me some haughty. Quickly.
Prideful or disdainful look that signals a feeling of superiority and contempt for others.
Amen. Pride. Mm-hmm. Big eyed. You just so big eyed. You just want everything you see. Mm. So your pride ain't gonna let you say, you know what? That's not mine. Mm. That's not for me. Jesus. You gonna try to follow the Joneses? Mm. Ain't gonna go get a truck or car as long as this church. Mm. Not knowing that the Joneses got dance on the pride show. Somebody gave the Joneses that old grandma passed away and left them that car that go around the corner and it still turn. Y'all ever see people this big driving something that big?
Yes.
Is that necessary?
Not at all.
That's ridiculous. Hold the eyes. A lying tongue is number two. Now, I see if you lie, I don't condone lying, right?
Right.
But like I just said, sometimes you'll put $500 down on a piece of paper so you can get your food stamps or whatever. Or you might lie on the test, get extra credit or something. You shouldn't go on none of that. Don't. I'm not saying that. I ain't telling y'all to do that. But if you do it, repent. Glory to God. But we know we all did. I used to keep two on my tags and sell up. That was in my hustling days. Wish I had some cheering for Karen right now. Go find somebody in the project with these kids. You don't want to church. We all done did it. Lord, that what you need mercy. The IRS ain't no friend of us. Amen. He said, hands that kill.
Jesus.
So if you be desiring to manipulate your hands on somebody's neck, God ain't happy with that. He is not pleased that you won't use your hands. Because some people say, I got some hands. God is not pleased with this. The innocent hurting the people with humility, and that's just innocent. You know who does that? Bullies. They know the person is humble. And they have a humble, modest spirit. And they just run round. Because they know that person is not going to try to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to walk up to no hole. You hear me? Mm-hmm. They ain't going to do that. They'll jack you out to fiat. But that car with them big gangster rims on there and them tinted glasses, they ain't touching that. Because they're going to get the business. They're going to get a friend called Glock. Y'all saw Glock? And Demetrius now? They were sitting in the car. So they ain't going to mess with it. He said, a heart that plot evil.
Right.
You just sitting around, just plot.
Jeez.
You know sister so-and-so and brother Warren Wolf got their income tag. All of a sudden, you go over there to that girl, I baked some cookies for you and your children. You better not eat them cookies.
No, that's right.
They might cost you $8,000. Mr. So-and-so and Brother Warren Wall, they come over there when they know you got issues going on. You got them taxes. They could tell your children got Nikes on. The little girl, we got her nails done, got braids, huh? Got her eyebrows done. They know what you got. You don't want to put some rims on your truck. They watching you. Girl, my light bill was $500. Girl, I hate that issue. But I got a disconnect note. I got $250. You think you can match to pay day? Pay day come, you don't see. That's an old trick. Lord have mercy. Evil feet that race to do wrong.
Right.
Y'all ever saw people like that?
Yes.
They're running to see the fight.
Jesus.
And they're videoing. Evil feet. You racing to go over there and ask sister one, brother one for the tax money. You eager. If God bless you with somebody to give you something, or do that, just say thank you.
Amen.
Pray and thank God for it.
Yes, amen.
Don't be running people down for their stuff. That's not right.
Mm-mm.
That's harassment with the wrong motives.
Mm-hmm.
That's manipulation. That's witchcraft. That's Jezebel spirit. Leave people alone. They blessed you with what they want to bless you with.
Amen.
You ever see people don't stop coming till it's all gone?
Yes. Yes.
They got people do that. They all have six kids, right? Let me listen to you. You done cook some red beans and rice and fried chicken and cornbread potato salad. Y'all know that's my favorite. Red beans and rice and fried chicken. I done fried two chickens, made a pan of cornbread, a big pot of potato salad. It ain't come with this mixture. Ain't ate since the night before. They ain't leaving since till it's gone. We don't do that here.
No, we don't.
We have food left over all the time in here, and we giving away plates. And we do. Thanks for the proceeds. We got a water spirit right now. Take us down. Yeah. We going after him again. Going to the glory of God. I'm even trying not. I'm going in. I'm going in. Y'all see pants coming with cakes. A ham and a turkey. Y'all know how to hit the jackpot. I'm going to grocery shop. We all go eat. I play. I get my hands on some groceries. I'm passing them out. Thanks for the proceeds. Straight there, I'm back. I'm Blake. He said he hate people that bear false witness. Gossip and lying on people. Why is she doing that? Why is you putting your mouth on people?
Jesus.
Naysayers. Mm-hmm. Keep your mouth off people. Pray for people.
Amen.
They may be going through a little season. Especially if you know that that's not their character.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for them. What is Amen. You? Don't be talking about your sisters and brothers and God. That's just ridiculous.
Amen.
Thank God that we've been delivered, that's been delivered out this church.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
we
you.
Open the door and say, get out!
Hey, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lay physically open the door.
Amen.
Big
Amen.
On even. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
And we ain't felt that in so long. We get bored because we got so much peace. A person that sows discord in a family, dividing the house. Mm-hmm. The Bible says a divided house falls. Mm-hmm. It can't stand. See how this building is whole because it's together. Mm-hmm. Get a saw and cut down and see if it won't go like this.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't got nothing to stand on.
Right.
Together we stand, divided we
fall.
Amen?
Amen.
Proverbs 24 and 28. Use your Bible. Let me see. I want Brother Chad. You can use your phone. I don't care how you get to me.
Yeah, I left it in the car.
Oh, okay. Well, you got something over there. Give it to me. Look on your arm and your hand. You got words somewhere.
24 and 28, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
You know I'm going to mess with you.
I know.
24 and 28.
Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead?
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to see that. Don't be saying nothing about people if you don't know what's going on with them.
Amen.
Pray for them.
Yes.
And when they come in the house to pray, don't be like this.
Amen.
Girl, you heard that? Sister so-and-so and Brother Wombo was hollering, and I heard her. You hear that in her eye? Lord, if you hit in the eye, Jesus, pray as you don't hit him in the head. Mm-hmm. Don't be listening for bad stuff. Only want the good of God's people to be in there. They're struggling with something. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, we bind it in the net. Plead the blood. We fast and we touch it in the green. That's what you want. Girl, I don't know what's going on. Look, looking at him like you. And then that person's eyes going to look back. My sister got it, babe. When something going on, she'll do this. And she'll do this. And she'll... Read them eyeballs. Manipulation leads to God's judgment. Job 32, 21 and 22. God's judgment. Y'all still woke? Say, yes, I'm woke. Ma'am. I'm woke. I'm woke. I'm woke. Yay, raise your hand up. Let me see if you woke. Hey, glory. Y'all still woke. Thank you, Jesus. It's my adrenaline. Go ahead. Job 32, 21 to 22 says what?
I won't play favorites or try to flatter anyone. For if I tried flattery, my creator would soon destroy me.
You heard that?
Yes.
Stop playing with God. Look at your neighbor and say, stop playing with God.
Stop playing with God.
And don't let nobody play with God with you.
Don't let nobody play with God with you.
Y'all know what God stands for. Watch for the flatterer that you put out. The flattery that you put out. And watch out who is putting it out to you. Mm-hmm. Brother Cherry, if I do this, what does this mean to you? That's a little flattery, ain't it?
I mean, you want something.
What you want, Pat? Fried chicken. I'm just... Hey, man, that means something. Or when y'all missed or jacked your pants up. And they ask you to pick up something. You pick, take it, both your hands. And you're flexing that egg. Flexing them eggs. Amen?
Amen.
You're trying to flatter them. God says when this is done to us, we do this. A pit is dug. Mm. You digging a pit. When I'm working them eyes on you, I'm digging a pit. Mm. Psalm 7, 15 through 16. Let's read that because I don't want y'all to give me an understanding. Now, me and Brother Chan ain't like that. I'm just using this. Because people, girl, she flirted with Brother Chan. No, I ain't. That's my son.
Amen.
Amen. A pit is dug. Psalm 7, 15 through 16.
They dig a deep pit to trap others, then fall into it themselves. Amen. The trouble they make for others backfires on them. The violence they plan falls on their own heads.
Amen. Amen. Well, go around, come around. You reap what you sow. Amen. So if you have experienced a spirit of control or someone is skillfully, you heard that word? Skillfully doing things mentally and cleverly to accomplish things that's against your will to do, then you need to find it necessary, not to speculate. That's what they do.
Amen.
We are not speculating. It is manipulation. Amen. Amen. When dealing with this type of spirit, you have to be very spiritually discerning. Who know what discernment is? This is a Q&A class. We talked about, I saw Shane hand back there. Let me see. Look. We twins is with our glasses, huh?
Amen.
So, come on, twin.
Oh,
what is, what I say?
What is discernment?
What is discernment? Being discerning. Look at mom, she on fire up here. She can't wait to eat that stuff.
No.
Knowing.
Yes.
Knowing the motives.
Yes. Now I'm going to do this again, budget.
Yes, ma'am.
What's my motive?
I don't know, but it's easy.
he don't know, but it's evil. You got that right. Bad intentions would not be good for you. I know it's evil. Oh, Jesus. So we need to be discerning now.
Yes.
We need to be spiritually, we have a spiritual knowing. That's why you don't speculate. You pray. And you ask God, test the spirit to see if it's of God. And he'll allow something to happen so you can see it ain't God.
Yes.
Now, if it's God, something else is going to happen. Mm. Or nothing ain't going to happen at all. But always in a situation, if you speculate and you want to know, ask God to give you spiritual discernment.
Amen.
And wisdom about that person, that individual, or that situation. Amen?
Amen.
So you will know that you know that you know. I just got a flash. This Steve, I don't turn it fan told me. Just a minute. Amen. Spiritual manipulation often begins with selfish thoughts and motives. Go to Proverbs 16 and 30. We almost done, y'all. Y'all ain't got nowhere to go anyway. Just sit down and wait until I'm finished. But y'all doing any part. Going to the movies, going on social media, all that stuff, they're going to still be there when y'all get out of here. This is important. Give me a few more minutes.
With narrowed eyes, people plot evil. With a smirk, they plan mischief. Their
Amen. Mischief. Go ahead, baby.
Their mischief.
With an evil eye and a smirk. Y'all, but some people smirk at you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that. Mm-hmm. I used to have this lady I used to work with. I used to work for her. I used to work for her daughter. And her granddaughter over. And I used to work for her. And she knows something be that aggravated me, and she'll do this. Oh. I want to knock them ditches out of my mouth. I did. Whatever that aluminum or whatever she had, and I just used a piece of illumination. What that is, they call them bad luminaires. I used to want to knock them out. Because I knew she was smiling at me with that old devil. You know that old smirk. That ain't no smile. You smirk, she'll go, ooh, I used to hate that. Burn me up. I say, I know she don't mean no good. Do we read Proverbs 16 and 30? Yes. All right. Psalms 50 and 19. You catch somebody winking at you? That wink ain't for nothing. That wink gonna cost you.
That's right.
Your mouth is filled with wickedness and your tongue is full of lies.
Your mouth filled with wickedness and your tongue. Girl, you pretty. You know she look like a... You know he look like a... You so handsome. You know you... He's a fine man. Stomach hanging on his pants. But you saw that Wiley bulging out his back pocket. So you gonna use your winking eye and your flattering lips. Because your motive is jacked up. What you going to do after you get it in spinning? Go back and tell Jackie Fat again? What you going to do? Come on, Jack. Let's take a walk. Put your jogging pants on so that Wiley can flip on the floor while he jogging. Let me put it in my purse. Put your wallet in your purse. Let my purse and let's lock it in the car while we go walking. Then all of a sudden, you need a drink of water out of your car. Take a couple of $100 like Jay Wiley. Jack, I know you losing weight. Yeah, Jack, $200 out of your car. We need no water. And say, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Y'all know they got women like that.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to tell you, they got some kids people. I was there. Y'all know they got women like that. It's the God's truth. I ain't making it up. But you're laughing because he know it's the truth. I'm the person. Oh, my God. They have this lady. They used to go to this church, and one time, me and Pastor visited this church out here. And me and Pastor took this lady to her and her little congregation to what that Mexican restaurant on Airport Road?
Pedro's.
Is it Pedro's? Yeah, yes. We went to Pedro. We took him. Her and a couple of more of the ladies. He wanted to treat them, so he took them because it would be so nice to us when we go visit. And so around town, she sees me, and she never speaks, right? Never speaks this lady. Wow. So the other day, I was in the grocery store, and I'm pushing my basket. And she saw me from the back. I saw out the corner. You said that my peripheral. I saw. And all of a sudden, she started humming this garlic song. And you know how they dress with a long skirt and that look. Yeah. So I'm looking like this. I know she saw me, right? I know she saw me. So she gets by this man and she turns her body completely around towards the potato chips. So she wouldn't have to speak. So you know what I did? I stagnated by the butter. And I just sit there like this. I wanted to see what she was going to do. So she turns to me. I said, how you doing? How you been making sense? I didn't see you all right. That's when you need to know you have to have spiritual discernment. Yes, you know people see you. So she started talking. How's Apostle? That's how long she didn't speak to me. I said, honey, Apostle passed away 2 years ago. Oh, you kidding? What's going on now? Well, is the church all right? I said, that church is prosperous.
Yes, amen.
I said, we doing good. Who preaching now? I said, me.
Nah.
She almost knocked the potato chips down.
Jesus.
And fell over in the butter. Are you kidding? I said, no. I said, God moved us forward.
Yes. Amen.
I said, I got the faith for you. Yes. But God moved us forward. Yes. And we doing fine. God. I say, so you let people know if they ever want some Holy Ghost deliverance.
Hey, glory.
And some fire. under their feet.
Yes, yes.
Dead body.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to tell you they're going to be able to sit down. Because once they get in the door, they're going to feel it.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. do y'all hit the card? I say, of course. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, take that prayer and pull back. I know she saw me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't you just hate people like that?
Yes.
You see them. Motives bad.
Mm.
Why wouldn't you speak to me?
Mm.
But when you do start talking, the first sentence come out your mouth is high as a powerful.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You ain't saw me in a long time. What's your ex-husband's name?
DeAndre.
Girl, how's DeAndre? You ain't saw me in 10 years.
Right.
Girl, how you doing? How's DeAndre? Why you won't know that first?
Mm. No, that's right.
Mm. Apostle gone home to be with the Lord because he exhausted his possibilities. Mm. He did all his work.
Yes, yes.
I think the shock part was that his work's still going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what it was.
Yes.
That's what it was.
And he not here no more to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just looking at me. I'm telling you, I had some warfare last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell y'all everything I be dealing with. But they got some stuff come against me. I'm just like, Lord, either I'm going to ignore it or I'm going to hit them. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen to these people right now. I just walk away. Mm-hmm. They be doing stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you got to be spiritually discerning with these spirits out here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you encounter that type of situation, you got to be strong enough in your mind and spirit to turn around.
Amen.
Now, I can't change you, but if you keep messing with me, God going to change you.
Yes.
He going to flip the script on you because I identify with God. Everybody in here today, when people see y'all, they should know something different about you.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Because you're not going to ask anybody to pray for you. You're not going to ask it. They see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or they want to ask you.
Amen.
They see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
They give their mouth freedom to just say things to charm you.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Matthew 14, 1 and 12. The story of John the Baptist. We as females have to watch ourselves carefully because our gifts of persuasion can be taken as manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
See when I wanted, Pastor, you know what I did? Cooked him a turkey, some gumbo on a Tuesday night. That wasn't no Sunday meal, baby. I was working on
something.
Who cooks a turkey and gumbo on a Tuesday?
Only you,
all night, baby. Hot bread pudding, potato sack, fluffy white long grain Miami rice. I wasn't playing, baby. I knew. Once I put them feet under that table, he hooked. I had bad motives. I sure did. And I ain't checking. It gave me a 31-year pass.
Amen. Amen.
That iced tea was so good, he had to call his brother way in Tennessee. And said, Lord, that girl make iced tea for my soul. Amen.
Amen.
Know how I got him over there? I said, I had a situation with a friend of mine. I said, and I'll be in the bed cooking in my kitchen. I knew. You could see they like to eat the big noise.
Yeah.
I said, and this person used their key and just scared my house. I didn't even know they had a key. I said, would you change my lock? And I said, I don't even really know where to get the lock. Oh, I get it for you. That would be so nice. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to buy them. But I do know how to cook, though. You know what? Can I pay you with a nice dinner? What you cook? A turkey gumbo. He said, on the Tuesday. I had no job. I got the good Dollar Tree dishes up here. With the little dollar place, man, all that match. The glass match. Had the candle burning. And he was like this.
Ready?
I said, I made homemade sweet potato pie. A setup from the neck up. I want to play. He never left. That's manipulation. See, y'all got that young manipulation. Y'all know old school manipulation. Old school manipulation ain't that nice. He gonna smell like gumbo cooking down there on the cone. And his nose gonna fall it over. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
School book. School book. Fine through all that. Let's turn y'all to Tuesday. Matthew 14, 1 and 12. I tell y'all all my secrets. Amen.
When Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee, heard about Jesus, he said to his advisors, "This must be John the Baptist raised from the dead. This is why he can do such miracles." For Herod had arrested and imprisoned John as a favor to his wife, Herodias, the former wife of Herod's brother, Philip. John had been telling Herod, "It is against God's law for you to marry her." Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the riot because of all the people who believed John was a prophet. But at a birthday party for Herod, Herodias' daughter performed a dance that greatly pleased him. So he promised with a vow to give her anything she wanted. Mm-hmm. At her mother's urging, the girl said, "I want the head of John the Baptist on a tray." Mm-hmm. Then the king regretted what he had said, but because of the vow that he had made in front of the guests, he issued the necessary orders. So John was beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a tray and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. Later, John's disciples came for his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus what had happened.
See why you got to have discernment?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm telling y'all that persuasion. You heard me?
Yes.
I ain't too bad the head off. Amen. Delilah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She got all your boy's strength cut off.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
His strength lied in his hair. Mm-hmm. Samson. Mm-hmm. And he laid in her lap.
Yes.
And told his secrets. Mm-hmm. And she cut his strength. Watch you trying to cut your strength.
Right.
Use your spiritual discernment and your spiritual wisdom and understanding from God to know who you're dealing with. Because people come at you all kind of ways.
Yes.
Now, y'all heard the story. I told you they had plenty of people that use manipulation tactics. Mm-hmm. But Jezebel was the worst. Mm-hmm. That's why I use her. You heard one just now. Got Delilah and Samson. That's another one. Amen. Yeah. Sarah and Abraham. Mm-hmm. She laughed at him when he said, God gonna bless her with a baby. Mm-hmm. But she had to wait till she was 99 years old. So she said, go into my handmaid, Hagar. Mm-hmm. That was a mess. Mm-hmm. Manipulation. Mm-hmm. You want a child that bad, you're going to tell your husband to go mess with another woman that's serving you, mm-hmm. and lay with her to get her pregnant because you want a baby because you can't wait. Mm. Selfish what? Motives. Mm-hmm. That was the worst thing she could ever do. Mm-hmm. That woman and that baby gave her heck. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our intentions are true. We just need to know how to operate in his will. We need to examine our hearts. Always examine your heart. Why I'm doing this? If I'm doing this to starve, am I doing this because I'm starving? That's what I want to say. Am I doing this because I just want it? Remember, what you speculate can be something that has manipulated. So be careful, y'all. I can't say it enough. I'm close. But be careful when somebody asks you to come eat turkey on a Tuesday. You might not never leave. But I already knew that God had a man of God for me.
Amen.
In my drunken stupor, at the club with my friends, sitting there drunk, I said, "I'm a married pastor." And they start laughing at me and say, "Girl, you crazy, you drunk." Yep, I am. But I knew what God told me. Even back then, I knew that.
Amen.
And when I saw Pastor, even though I had to ask God several times, I knew from several prophets that he was the one for me to do work with. I'm working on something right now. I'm just playing. Be not surprised.
Amen.
Can y'all smell gumbo? Yeah, that's